I told you guys about Daryl, big tough guy, and we did a whole thing on anger. I talked about 45 minutes out there. Later on the day, he was there and he was from set free, and I was went up and body slammed him when he wasn't looking. And I stepped back, I jumped back right away, and he's like that, ready to fight. And he goes, "Oh, it's you." You know, I said, "Did it hurt?" "No." I said, "What difference does it make if it's me or not?" He goes, good point. So I'm going to close with this from a story about him because it's worthwhile. So we went through anger, talked about anger, talked about when someone is being unloving to you, they're having a hard time. Nobody walking in God's love, including the leaders here, if they are being loving and walking in God's love, are going to give you a hard time. They might give you discipline to teach you, but they're not going to be abusive to you in any way. All right? They're going to be showing kindness and patience and all the fruit of the Spirit to you. All right? Might give you a hard word. Get your butt moving. Get going faster. We got work to do. Okay, that's not a hard time, by the way. That's not a hard time. That's discipline. Okay, so they don't. So someone's being bad to you. They're not walking the love of Jesus. They're having a hard day. My buddy Terry, same guy. He came crying to class. He's actually crying. You know, it was about Sunday school just years ago. And I said, "What's the matter, Terry?" He says, "Somebody teased me. They were being mean to me." And I said, "Wow, Terry." And he's a kind, nice guy. And I said, "I wonder who did that." I said, "You know, probably a mean person. Only a mean person would be that way." Or it could be somebody just having a really bad day. You know, really bad stuff happened. They took it out on you. But sure, not him. And I said, "You know, mean people have a hard day every day. They have a bad day every day." And so here I'm in church in the Sunday school room. And I said, "Terry, why don't you say to him, it seems like you're having a bad day." And he goes, "Okay, Rick, okay, say something mean to me." I say, "You are ugly." And he goes, "You must be having a bad day." All right? So I told that to in class, talked to Darren about it. He came to me, talked to me. He said, "Rick, you saved me from jail and getting kicked out of the program." I said, "How's that?" He said, "Well, so-and-so guy, I was in the kitchen there, little shrimp of a guy I could take out, all right? And he's the guy, he'd take me out with one whack, you know. He's backing me up with his finger. Backing me up, getting in my face." He said, I was ready to deck him. I was just ready to let him have it. And I stopped and remembered what you said. And I looked at him and said, "You're just having a bad day, and it'd be in your best interest to take a couple steps back." That's what he said to him. I said, "What'd he do?" He said, "He stepped back." And he said, "Thank you." All right? So, did I save him? Heck no. He said I did, but I didn't. Terry gave the example. The Holy Spirit gave me the thought in school, and I just repeated it. That's all. If it wasn't for Terry sharing and the Holy Spirit giving it to me during the church thing that's the way to respond, it had never happened. That's how God works. All right? So remember that one. When someone's giving you a hard time, you don't have to always say it. You can say it. They're just having a bad day. I guarantee you, you have no idea how much that helped me in my relationship with my wife. Because they have, they're all over. "Ooh, happy, happy. Why'd you do that way? I want you. Oh, I love you. Oh, you know, I told you this, and you didn't dump the garbage. And you just so love me." You can just go, "What?" And you can get all upset. "Well, I see nausea. Oh, I know that. Yeah, I've seen that, right?" All right. So you want the loving wife? You just go, "She's just having a hard time right now." Sometimes I go up and hug her. "She's having a hard time right now." I go up and hug her sometime when she's really mad because she likes touch. And she's taking my chin and shoving it like this. She's elbowing at me. I don't mean hurting me, you know. It's like wrestling, you know. And I just get down and get around and get inside and I hug her. She's my size. She goes, "Leave me alone. I don't want to be hugged right now." I said, "Well, 80% of you doesn't want to be hugged, but 20% does. I'm hugging the 20%. I'll be done just about a half a minute here. Just hold tight." And then she just melts. And the fight doesn't go on for 4 hours. It goes on for 1 minute at the most. It's over. Why? Because I didn't react. All right? I didn't react. I went up. "Lord, show me how to do it." Just give her a hug. She likes hugs. It worked. And now that's what I do. And she goes and tells her friends about it. "Yeah, I get upset. Rick comes up and hugs me. I don't like it, but then actually I do." Because she just needs to get settled down. She doesn't need somebody to fight with her. Ask when it happens. You're not going to figure out women. You're not going to be like, oh, how do what do I do here? Okay, I'm going to do this. That'll work. Nope, doesn't work. Oh, I'll do this. Yeah, pick it up. No, that didn't work. Move it there. That didn't work. Move it there. It didn't work. Jump over it. No, that doesn't work. No matter what you do, it doesn't work. Figure it out. Go vertical. Can't figure out women, and you can't figure out life. Be humble. Go vertical. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks for loving us, for caring for us. May the words that came from you ring true in the guy's life, bear fruit. Stuff from me, just let it go by the wayside. And let it really sink deep into the guys and into me, that we may walk in your ways, that we may glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Betcha.